talking about lettuce.
Oh, Craig is drinking his coffee, which means, lettuce. Hey, folks, it's time for two guys talking about lettuce. My name is Greg Benson.
I'm talking about
my name is
talking about lettuce.
Greg Benzing.
Oh, my gosh. It was so dramatic the way that you just did that by drinking your coffee.
Yeah. Dramatic? Yeah. You thought dramatic? I feel like drinking coffee makes it kind of routine.
No, that was anything but routine. I thought that was dramatic and exciting, and I'm sure that all of our viewers will agree. I can see some of their comments now. Jim Haberson says, yes, very dramatic. Graham Samuelson says, exciting times.
Yep.
And Jerry Treehouse says, hey, yes, this is exciting and dramatic. See, the comments are just coming in.
Listen, Greg, you can always say, I'm sure my audience agrees, and then make up comments. It doesn't strengthen your argument, Greg.
I'm just saying. No, like, don't denigrate what Jerry Treehouse has said. I mean, he's left a
Jerry
comment.
Jerry Treehouse is a buffoon.
Oh, he's, no! No! Yeah. Now we've lost Jerry Treehouse as a viewer.
I said it. The guy is a mess.
Oh,
he's
my
God. He's a hot mess.
I can't believe you're insulting Jerry Treehouse. He's been one of our faithful viewers since episode one. And
I don't care.
He just left. He just said, I'm out of here. You lost me as a viewer forever. And
well, again, that's amazing to me that, you know, someone can actually hear what we're saying right now since we're not recording live. And
I don't.
This comes up weeks later.
I don't understand what you mean. Like, I can hear you. Like, what you, whenever you talk, I can hear everything that you say. So I don't really understand what the big deal is.
Yeah, you are the only person. You're the only person, unless the government is somehow listening in.
Well, the government is. We know the government is always listening.
Yeah. I did have two vaccines today.
Oh, I'm sorry. You had two vaccines. What did you get? You got a Pfizer and a Moderna? What did you do?
No, I did not. Not even COVID vaccines.
Oh, did you get a shingles vaccine today?
No, I did not.
Did you get a flu vaccine?
Nope.
What did you get vaccinated for today? Wait, let me guess.
Keep
herpes.
Guessing.
Did you get the herpes vaccine?
Nope.
Oh, you should.
I should? Like, that was very pointed at
you,
me.
You should stop spreading that around, everybody.
Okay.
Also, Jerry Treehouse has left a comment about that. Says you've already given him herpes twice.
Sure. I literally never leave my house with my wife here.
What vaccines did you get? Don't leave us hanging.
No, I want you to keep guessing.
Oh, cranberry sauce vaccine.
Yes, cranberry sauce vaccine one of them.
I got one. And lamb.
Yeah. I also got lamb, which is something which is separate, which is not a vaccine. I got lamb.
Well, congratulations on your cranberry sauce and lamb vaccines.
I'm on the lamb.
It's a big deal.
I got the tetanus and the pneumonia vaccines.
And was it just time or were you just like, you know what, even though I got them last week, I want more?
Out of an abundance of caution.
Yeah.
No, it's been 10 years since my tetanus and pneumonia vaccines. You need a pneumonia vaccine when you have asthma, apparently.
Is that true? I don't know if I've ever gotten a pneumonia vaccine and I have asthma, but it's light asthma. Would you classify
But I also did not remember getting it last time. I don't even remember anything about the pneumonia vaccine, but apparently I got it 10 years ago.
Maybe you did get it. Maybe you got a memory vaccine.
Oh, that could be. Well, yeah, they do implant. They mess with your brain and they monitor. It's a lot of things the vaccine does.
Sure. No,
all these vaccines.
That's understandable. Hey, listen, speaking of comments that people leave, you know, you listeners at home, all seven of you, you probably are aware of the fact that we pay close attention to your comments. Every episode, we read your comments. And every single episode.
We've never missed an episode. Yeah, and also, Greg, it's more than seven people.
Okay, eight people, whatever. But we take it to heart what you guys are saying. And one of the things that I have seen over and over, I'm sure Craig has seen it also, is that you guys wish that we had more Thanksgiving-themed jokes. And I understand that because a lot of people listen to this show.
I've literally never thought about that at all. I've never thought that.
Well, no, it's in the comments. A lot of people listen to this show with their families around Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And they enjoy the thing.
How many months have we been doing this now?
We've been doing this for two or three months, something like that.
And it's July. So,
Well, I mean, obviously a lot of people listen to it later. They don't listen currently. So months later they listen to it and they're listening around Thanksgiving. I mean, you can't dispute that some people don't listen to it like right when it comes out.
Wait, I'm confused. I only heard half of what you just said, and I know that it was nonsense. But
what? Nonsense.
Because I was searching for our YouTube channel while you were talking, and I literally was not listening.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry that you were. No. I was just saying that a lot of people listen to it later, so they listen around the Thanksgiving table with their families, like while they're having Thanksgiving and they're saying all the Thanksgiving prayers. They're listening to our podcast with their families, and I think
mean by listening later. I don't understand that.
They don't listen. They don't listen live. A lot of people listen later. Look, it's very simple, Craig. Yeah. So basically, for those people, we have got more Thanksgiving themed jokes. Here's one. Why?
Craig, I want to talk about this more before we get to the joke you clearly want to say. But
I don't. I really don't want to say Thanksgiving jokes. It's for the listeners.
Could anyone have possibly been listening during Thanksgiving or even think about Thanksgiving at all?
You think people can't listen to things during months? You think people can't listen to things during Thanksgiving? What, like they've lost their hearing?
You didn't listen to that last part I said. In the past couple months.
No. It's not in the past couple. No. Listen, it's very simple, Craig. Some people wait 6-7 months before listening to the episodes, and they're listening with their families around the Thanksgiving table during the Thanksgiving prayers and while they're doing the Thanksgiving sacrifice and all that stuff that people do every year for Thanksgiving.
I still do not understand. I don't know. That hasn't happened yet, so that they're not doing it.
Okay. All right, Mr. Time Lord. I don't know what you are. And why does your coffee
cup being? I'm a human being who understands the normal passage of time.
Okay. All right. So you're smarter than me. Fine. We've established you're smarter than me.
Well, that might be true, but I'm not like incredibly smart or anything. I'm just, it's an average amount of knowledge of time.
Check out the big brain on this fella.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Why did the turkey stuffing go on strike?
Why did the turkey stuffing go on strike?
Yeah.
Why, Greg?
Because it wanted a higher salary. Yeah. See, because what that means is there's a lot of times celery.
No,
is
I get
used
it. We
in,
all get it,
in
Greg.
Stuffing,
we all get it. We
and
all get it.
Wanted for it to be higher.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did the little turkey say when he brought his dad breakfast in bed?
He said, "Happy."
Yeah.
Feathers Day.
Yes.
Happy Feathers Day.
Happy
Did he really?
Feathers Day. That is, you've read this book before. You've read this book, Turkey Riddles, before.
No, I have not. Oh, I have God. Not. That was a guess.
Okay. Why did the silly pig cover his ears when he passed the turkeys?
So something about gobble. He thought that he was going to get gobbled up?
Nope. He didn't want to hear any foul language.
Yes,
turkey is a fowl. That's like a chicken, like a turkey.
Okay, we all get it. We all get it, Greg.
Now, here's what I don't understand. It said, why did the silly pig cover his ears when he passed the turkeys? Like, I don't think that you need the word silly in the setup, because you could just say, why did the pig cover his ears when he passed? And it doesn't even need to be a pig.
No, I think it makes sense, because, first of all, you got to be pretty silly to think that foul language is in some way offensive because of the word foul.
Yeah.
But also, who cares about foul language? Why is that a big deal?
Do you know what I just realized? Foul language could also occur, it could also refer, I mean, to curse words.
Yeah. Okay, so Greg, I have an answer for you.
Okay, good.
95%.
Oh my God, really? That's how much of the time you spend masturbating? Because that was going to be my question.
No, that's not.
I love that 5% of the time you take a break so that we can record this podcast.
No, you heard it here, folks. No.
Craig Benzine just admitted 95% of the time. Wow.
No, Greg.
Well, yes.
No. They all heard what just transpired. They know the truth. Okay. But 95%.
Okay, great. Thank you for the answer. What is the difference between a turkey and an owl? A turkey doesn't give a shit. No, wait. A turkey doesn't give a hoot.
Okay, yeah. That's that makes it more of a joke, but I like your first answer better, actually.
I kind of do also. I kind of Turkey didn't give a shit. All right, listen. I hope that all of you who have left those comments about you wanted more Thanksgiving jokes have appreciated the Thanksgiving joke. I'm going to do one more. One more.
Okay.
And this is a totally out-of-date joke. When you hear this, you're going to be like, oh, that joke, you know, pretty much... Huh?
What? Sorry.
Were you playing a video? Are you watching videos while you're recording a podcast?
I'm watching video of us.
You're bored, and so you're gonna watch a previous episode.
Yep, I'm bored.
That would be like me holding up my phone and playing a previous episode on a podcast.
See, you were trying to frame me. You're trying to make me look like I'm a bad father.
See, what's
just because I shine. This is me
listening to a previous episode.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, right? I remember that when you shine. You admitted that you shine a giant hot spotlight as your son's nightlight right on his bed.
I was just listening to that. That's the hashtag Elian Gonzalez episode. All right, here's one last joke, which is you'll see why this is so out of date. Here it is. Mm-hmm. Why did the smart turkey carry an umbrella to work?
Because, let's see, smart turkey carry an umbrella to work. Something about rain... or snow or precipitation or I don't know.
Well, because she had watched the evening feather report.
Okay, that one's terrible. That one's just terrible.
Well, they're all terrible when you think of it. Listen, these Thanksgiving jokes, first of all, they write themselves. This is a book called Turkey Riddles, and it's written by nobody.
Nobody wrote that. Wow.
No one wrote it.
But did someone illustrate it?
No one wrote it. No one illustrated it. These things write themselves.
That's incredible. It just manifested?
It just came
out of nowhere?
Yeah, yeah. Which just happens with a lot of books. That defies
science. That doesn't make any sense.
All those Da Vinci Code books are written by nobody. They manifested.
I believe that. Yeah.
Either that or they're written by a computer.
Yep. That makes sense.
I don't really understand computers.
Greg, do you know we have over 400 subscribers on our YouTube channel?
Oh my God. What did we do to deserve that? What did we do?
Well, I mentioned it in a video. I'm the only one doing any damn promotion of this thing.
That's because that's your job. Your job is promotion. My job is I do the recording and the editing and the uploading of things.
And apparently you go to the board meetings and talk to the agents.
Of course I do. What do you think? You think I'm going to skip the board meetings?
Line up the sponsors.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Speaking of sponsors, I'm so excited. Today's podcast is sponsored by the color orange. Do you like the color orange? Then the color orange is for you. Check out the color orange in your spectrum of colors that you see with your eyes. The color orange, available now.
So that first of all, that sponsorship was a little Sesame Street-esque.
Okay.
That one.
All right.
Secondly, it was in the, there's the call to action is just look at colors. That's the call to action.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess they're not trying to make money off of it. It's kind of like Jonas Salk. He didn't want to make money off of his vaccine. He was like, hey, too many people have polio. How about this? I'll give you the polio vaccine. And now no more polio.
And so they're like, not enough people are looking at orange. How about this? Exactly. Look at orange.
Exactly. The people who make the color orange are exactly like Jonas Salk.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So how much money do we get for that one?
Oh, there's no money involved in that one. No, that was a volunteer one.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. The color orange, they're not made of money.
It's more like a public service.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of is.
Do you ever do anything for the public? Do you ever do anything charitable?
All the time.
Yeah?
I mean, the truthful answer, if I can stop joking, is, yeah, all of my Twitch streams are charity streams, which means 20... It used to be 25%. Then I lowered it to 20 because I was giving away too much money. 20% of everything that my streams bring in goes to charity. So that way when people play sound effects and things like that when they're watching twitch.tv/mediocrefilms, when they watch those bad movies with me, 20% goes to charity every month. And currently the charity that I've chosen is everytown.org, which is a wonderful charity that's a very, it's an anti, not, I don't want to say anti-gun, but it's a gun control and gun safety charity.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, they, so
I
check
donate
out
to them.
Oh, good. So anyone who is not familiar with everytown.org, check them out. And feel free to do your own donations. Before that, I was doing another charity that was an excellent charity. And that was, I can't remember the name, but I used to do that one a lot. So a lot of people probably remember that one. What? I'm sorry.
Sorry, we were getting a little highbrow. So,
okay, well, you asked about charity.
Yeah, I mean, I ask questions to you. I don't expect real answers.
All right, I'll tell you what. Then let's spend the next minute just doing farting noises. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh. So a lot of yours are dry. A lot of yours sound like...
Well, that one wasn't.
Okay. That's a wet one.
Okay, that's great. That's great, Greg. That was a duck. You're doing a duck impression.
Well, it's a duck farting.
Let me tell you a tweet that my friend Hank Green tweeted.
Oh, good.
Today.
He said, my friend also. He's not just your friend.
Let me tell you my exclusive friend Hank Green tweeted this tweet.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm his only friend. And he said, there should be a device that smells my farts and then tells me what I did wrong.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And by and by smells my farts, did he mean examines my life?
I don't know what he meant. I think what he meant was maybe it would tell you what you ate that you shouldn't have or something.
I feel like what he should have said is there should be a device that examines my life and tells me what I did wrong. Because don't we all need that?
Yeah, we do. I mean, How would that work?
Listen, it's computers, you know? I mean, computers. If they can make movies like Avatar, they can have a computer that examines your life and tells you, where you screwed up.
You think this is how things get invented, Greg? Do you think someone like comes up with an idea and then they're like, hey, you know, computers.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's how Jonas Salk invented the vaccine for polio. He's just like, hey, computers, you know?
Is Jonas Salk your only go-to today?
Well, it's him and also Jonas Salk.
Okay.
Which, by the way, is the name of this podcast episode. It's Jonas Salk and also Jonas Salk. Yeah, that's the name of this episode. And I'm so glad that we came up with that.
I will never forget now who invented the polio vaccine.
Well, no one should. I mean, that guy could have made millions and millions. He could have been set. But instead, he's just like, here, I just want the world to get better. That's what everybody should be like. Hey, let me ask you something.
I just saw a news story that the Moderna CEO just got like millions and millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars. So
yeah, maybe he should just donate all that.
Maybe he should. What were you going to ask me?
Have you ever done anything for charity? You ever done anything good for charity?
I have, yes.
All right. Well, don't tell me about it, because we don't need to hear that. Here. I'm going to read a comment. I'm a little disturbed by this new customer review, which came out, only a month ago, on the Apple Podcasts website.
Yeah.
This is from Dr. IO. It says, Greg plus Craig equals better day. And here's the bulk of the review right here. Every podcast that I listened to never disappointed, especially Craig. And then it says, I was a patron to Wheezy Waiter, by the way. And then it says, if you guys are looking at this, I hope I don't start a boxing match or something just because I complimented Craig. Can't wait for your next one. That's from Dr. Io. And by the way, Dr. Io, I'm assuming, is short for Dr. In Out.
I'd like, okay, sure.
Which would be a very inappropriate proctologist.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know what... I-O, is that just is the letter I and the letter O?
Yeah, Dr. I-O.
I dot
Dr. I. Dr. I-O. Dr. I-O.
Okay.
Dr. In Out.
I'd like to think that him saying that causes a boxing match to happen, but not from us, just unrelated.
Oh, no. I think that as I was reading it, a boxing match just broke out, like in Iceland or something, somewhere far away.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you find it weird that Iceland is green and Greenland is icy? I find that weird.
It's somewhat weird. I believe, wasn't it marketing? Didn't someone call it Greenland so that it would get more interest? There would be more interest in it?
Yeah, but then why would someone call Greenland Greenland? Why would someone call Iceland if it's green? Like, that's negative marketing. Maybe they don't want people to... They're like, oh, we have enough people here in Iceland...
You know what? Let's look it up.
Oh, God.
Iceland
don't.
Got its name.
Oh, my God.
When a Viking named Hrafnar Flóki ran up a mountain, saw a fjord full of icebergs.
Wow.
And called the country Iceland.
And speaking of iceberg, that brings us around to our lettuce facts.
Yeah!
Good, good segue, Craig.
It was planned. We talked about this for months. We talked about that for months.
That was so good. All right, let's hear your lettuce facts of the week.
Oh, my lettuce facts?
Yeah, you have to bring the lettuce facts. Let's hear them.
Okay, well, so on IMDb, sort by popularity, most popular movies and TV shows tagged with keyword lettuce. No, I'm not telling you to do that. I'm just telling you that I did that.
Okay, all right, fine.
What's the most popular movie tagged with the keyword lettuce?
Probably Schindler's List.
No, I'm not even sure that's on the list, which is odd because List is in the name, Schindler's List. So you'd think it would be on every list.
Okay, so what is it? I give up.
East of Eden.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely East of Eden. Now, I've never seen it, but you hear a name like East of Eden, and you're like, oh, that's got to have a lot of lettuce in it.
Well, Eden is a garden, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good garden, too. I've gotten a lot of my vegetables there.
At Eden?
Yeah. It's a great place. I get apples there.
Like the biblical birthplace of humanity?
Yeah, I go there to get my apples. They're the oldest apples, but they're very sweet.
When you eat that apple, doesn't that fill you with shame?
It does, but I can deal. Listen, I can deal with
that. Original sin?
But they are so good. They're so good. And there's a big sign next to the tree that says, do not eat these apples. And I eat them anyway, and they're delicious. They are so good.
And the shame, you don't mind the shame?
I don't mind shame. I'm used to it. Like, every day is filled with shame for me. Everybody knows that about me.
Really?
Everybody knows that my day
What's
is filled
going
with
on?
Shame. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. You shared a lettuce fact, and I thought that was fascinating. I've got a lettuce fact that was shared during my live stream last night on twitch.tv/mediocrefilms. A viewer named Merrick Gilbane.
Wow, really plugging today.
I would never overplug twitch.tv/mediocrefilms. But I want to say a viewer of mine named Merrick Gilbane shared this lettuce fact, and I wanted to share it with you because I'm fascinated.
By this fact?
By many things. I don't want to just single out this fact.
Okay.
In fact, I don't find this fact fascinating at all.
Okay, but you are fascinated.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Vaccinated. I am vaccinated what I meant to say.
Okay, sure.
Merrick Gilbane said, and this is a quote, lettuce be wet. Unquote.
So he's saying lettuce is wet, or is he also making a pun and being like, let us be wet?
I think he's just saying that lettuce is wet. But you know how the kids talk now? They use be instead of is?
Yeah.
Because it makes them sound cool.
But it also works in another way by saying, let us be wet.
I suppose. I mean, I feel like you're really trying to make a molehill out of a mole right now, as the old expression goes.
No. That would mean that would mean you would take a thing and make it the thing that it lives in. That doesn't make any sense.
I didn't write the expression. Yeah. All I know is that that's the expression. It's the famous expression. You're trying to make a molehill out of a mole.
And actually, no, a mole doesn't live in a molehill, does it? It just makes a molehill when it digs.
I don't know. I mean, we have gophers in our backyard. We don't have moles. We have gophers.
We have a woodchuck that shows up every once in a while.
How much wood does it? Does it chuck?
I haven't seen it chuck any wood at all. None.
Oh my God. it's not doing its job then.
Yeah, I know. It's every time I see it, I'm like, bullshit.
Whoa. And that cursing from Craig Benzine means it's time for our exclusive Patreon only section of
About the foul language.
Oh, everybody. See what he did? That's what's called a callback. All right. The Patreon section begins now.
This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast.
And that is the end of the special Patreon-only bonus talking section. Did you enjoy yourself there, Craig?
It was a little uncomfortable, to be honest with you.
We did talk about things that we really should not have talked about, and they were embarrassing and inappropriate.
Yeah, and I would definitely not want anyone to listen to that reverse psychology.
So whatever,
I shouldn't have said that out loud.
So whatever you do, do not subscribe to patreon.com. Oh, wait a minute. There we go.
You're watching the video. A window just popped up in front of my face.
By accident. I'm just curious to see, by the way, how many patrons we have right now. Because I don't know about you, but I have no idea. Turns out we have 26 patrons. Our latest patrons, by the way, I want to welcome Greg. There's Greg. There's Wilson. There's Aaron and John. Thank you, great. Greg, Wilson, Aaron, and John, who have just joined up in the past week or two.
Now, how is Aaron spelled?
E-R-I-N.
Okay. I was going to say, it seemed like it was kind of dude-centric, but that might be...
No, that's a female Aaron if I've ever heard of one.
Okay.
Yeah. And I love that there's someone named Greg. Not Greg, but Greg.
Greg. It's a combination of Greg and Craig. Craig.
Oh, man.
You know, my name, Craig Benzine.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Wow. Yeah. Well, thank you, 26 patrons who are paying $3 a month for that bonus excitement. And also just to support us. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, and I apologize for anything that we said in the bonus talking.
Oh, I'd like to apologize for everything that we say, whether it's bonus talking or not. I'd just like to apologize for everything.
And every 5 minutes, we should just break in and say, I'm sorry.
And just apologize for stuff. I was thinking, I want to share something on this podcast because I know people are going to appreciate this. Here's a fun thing that anybody can do. And this has nothing to do with lettuce. But this is a fun thing anyone can do to improve the quality of their own lives. What you do is you open up your texts on your phone and you go back a couple of years. If you have texts which are saved for a couple of years, you go back a couple of years and then just randomly give a thumbs up to a random text from like 2 years ago. And then the person who sent you that text is going to see that you thumbed up a text from like 2 years ago, and it confuses them so much and it's hilarious. I just went and I liked a text from a friend of mine sent in December of 2020, and all they said was Merry Christmas, and I gave it a thumbs up. and then you wait for their hilarious response.
And did they respond?
They did.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
Did they say?
They said, what? Dude, did you just thumb up? Did you just like a text from 2 years ago? And then I responded, yes, I did. I mean, that's the sort of fun you can have with that that little.
Sounds like seconds of fun.
Oh my God.
If
you really want to make it fun, do that for like, I don't know, about 100 different texts for like 100 different people.
Spend a long time doing
that. Even people that you don't know that well, like if you hired someone to do some lawn work, you know, and they'll be like, I'll be there at 11. And then you just go and thumb that up. it'll confuse them so much. Just some random person who's coming to do lawn work for you or your air conditioning repair guy. I got to go to the store and pick up a part and then just give it a thumbs up 2 years later.
It's such a minor prank. Very, very minute prank.
And yet it's kind of genius, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, because of how minor it is.
It will just confuse people. Here's
what other fun things can you do, Greg?
Well, I don't know. If you're a dragonfly, and I don't know how many dragonflies listen to this podcast.
Well, none have said that they're dragonflies.
But it's just like, I've read the comments. Nobody says, by the way, I'm a human being. No one ever says, I'm a human being, and I like listening to this podcast.
That's true.
I wish people would say that more often. So if you're going to leave a review, be sure and say, I'm a human being.
Yeah, because every time I'm scrolling through the comments, I'm always like, what is this, a parakeet?
Yeah.
What is this, a leopard?
Dragonfly? So if you're a dragonfly, here's one thing you can do. Dragonflies, I don't know if you know this, dragonflies suck water up their butts, and then they shoot it out like jets when they get tired. Did you know that? That's actually a fact.
Just when they get tired?
When they get tired, they shoot the water out of their butts.
Don't we all?
If you have eaten something that disagrees with you, you might shoot water out of your butt. That's called food poisoning.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I don't think I need to. I think I've already told you all the details. But I was thinking...
You can say that again.
I love all the comments you add to this are great. Ain't that the truth?
I know it.
There you go. I was thinking maybe dragonflies wouldn't be so tired if they just didn't haul around all that butt water.
You can quote Greg on that. Please, in fact, put it in quotes. Engrave it.
Put it on my tombstone.
Put it on your jewelry. Tattoo it.
Maybe dragonflies wouldn't be so tired if they didn't haul around all that butt water.
Yes. In fact, you should tweet that.
I mean, I would, but I didn't write it. That was written by another professional writer that we work with that helps out with this podcast.
Wait, we have, okay, so then why don't I have a script? Why am I always just talking off the top of my head?
Because you don't go to the meetings. We've talked about this before. I have no control whether you go to the meetings or not. I've encouraged you. You don't.
You have more control than you think. For one thing, you could tell me when they are and how to go to them.
God, you're one of those detail guys. You're one of those guys who's like, I need details or I can't do things.
Just the basic information. Just the basic. I don't really need details. Just the crucial bits.
All right. I got one more thing.
You're not going to tell me. Okay.
No. Right, cool. Okay. One more thing I was thinking about. Here's a fun practical joke that anyone can play. This is a little more detailed, but again, anybody can play this practical joke.
Mm-hmm.
But the trick is you only play it on a nasty person, just like a really terrible, terrible person. Okay.
Okay.
This is a thing you can play on a nasty person. So I'm talking about someone who's just filled with negativity that no one likes. I mean, you really have to pick the right person for this.
Okay. All right.
So what you do is you ask them out on a date. Okay. And you be really, really nice to them. Okay. And then you get them to fall in love with you. I think you see where this is going.
Oh, so wait, how long does that take? That's got to be months.
However, could be a week, could be months, whatever, but commit to the practical joke. So you get them to fall in love with you, and then after a couple of years, you ask them to marry you, okay?
Okay, I see where this is going.
Stick with it. You let them plan the exact wedding that they want, okay?
You're
so
sure.
They think it's going to be this perfect day, right?
Yeah. Do you love them as well?
No, of course not. No, this is a practical joke. But you never let them know how you feel about them.
All right.
Stick with the idea here. So,
okay,
on your wedding day, be really, really nice to them and deliver vows that you've written yourself, right? But make sure that those vows are heartfelt and say stuff like you see the beauty in them that others can't see, you know, bullshit like that, right?
Then
what you do is you take them on a wonderful honeymoon, like a really amazing honeymoon. And then when you get back, you buy a house together and you
spend... Where was your honeymoon?
Hang on. No, let me finish the practical joke and then I'll tell you.
Okay.
So,
but Greg, I see where this is going here.
No, wait. You take them on the wonderful honeymoon. When you get back, you buy a house together. You spend decades catering to their every whim. And then...
Sure. Wow.
Listen.
Okay.
Then... Yeah. When you're both old and finally dying, tell them that you'll love them forever. And then, this is the best part, after they die and after you bury them.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Sure.
You go and you visit their grave every Sunday.
Okay.
Okay. And you put flowers on the grave and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But when you do, you just whisper really quietly, almost to yourself so they could barely hear you. You say, you know, I never really liked you. Boom! Boom!
I like the text prank better. I feel like that one was a little less commitment.
It's quicker.
Yeah.
It's certainly quicker.
Certainly easier, I think, to do.
I'm just saying if you want to do a more involved practical
joke.
That
doesn't really sound like a prank. That's actually just a life. That's just like a nice life to live, probably.
Well... Let me tell you something.
If they're really nasty, maybe that would be a terrible life to live.
A really nasty person is not going to find love on their own. So you have to pull a prank like that in order to give them, you know, that sort of a life, because they're never going to get that on their own.
Well, that doesn't sound like a prank. That's just helping them then. That's and falling in love with them.
Well,
really.
Okay. I mean, whatever. I mean, you know, you can look at it however you want. I'm just like, I don't see you giving good practical joke ideas on this podcast. So it leaves the burden to me. Like I'm carrying the I'm carrying this load like this. Like if anyone's watching the video, watch this. Like my shoulders, see how my shoulders up like this? It's because I'm carrying the burden of the practical jokes on my back.
You did it. You did a great job.
Thank you. I'm an actor.
Like I'm just I'm not. I don't even know what I am. What am I, Greg?
I don't know. You have a beard.
Yeah, I have a beard.
You are a video artist. Okay. And now, thanks to this podcast, an audio artist.
I'm more of a, like an audio reactor, like to you. I feel like I'm your audience on this podcast.
I don't know. I mean, look, I listen. Everyone,
I'm really doing this as a service to you. It's kind of like a prank, actually.
So you're this whole thing is you're pranking me?
Well, time will tell.
Whoa. All right, let's go back to comments to reviews that people are leaving.
Okay.
Just to see if there are any other reviews that we need to read with you guys. There aren't.
No. Oh.
No.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
Do you have something?
Oh, you do want to hear. You do want to hear. Let's see. Well, so we got Brouhaha Comedy Beer. Has got a lot of views on YouTube, or relatively a lot of views compared to our
how many others. How many million? How many million views does it have?
0.000
Woo! Woo!
I'd have to do the math on that, but it's 746 views.
Holy moly! My God, that's almost 747.
15 comments, though.
Whoa, 15 comments from the same person? That person was bored one night.
No, it's different people, unless they made different accounts.
Oh, that's a lot of work. Someone went to a lot of work to leave 15 comments under different account names.
Beef said, Beef. I have not laughed this hard in a long time. Thank you, Lettuce Men.
Man, see, now I like laughing. Do you like laughing, Craig?
Yeah.
Didn't you do a video that was all about forcing yourself to laugh and then it becomes a real laugh and then you become happier?
Yes, I did a video where I laughed every day for like 5 minutes or so.
All right, well, I want to see you laugh for just for 1 minute. Ready? And
it was
go.
One of the worst performing videos I've made in the past 5 years.
Really? Oh, because people will lose all of our listeners if you start laughing for no reason.
They saw that there was going to be a video where they would have to watch a person laugh for like 10 to 20 minutes. I don't know how long it was. And they were like, nope, I don't want to watch that.
And how many views did that get? 746 views?
Well, point zero. No, I think it's at like 40,000 or something.
Hey, listen, you know, most people listening to this podcast right now, they'd kill for 40,000 views on a YouTube video.
Kill?
They would
really?
Literally kill a person. They would kill an innocent woman.
Listen, guys, not worth it. Don't kill for 40,000.
Don't kill an innocent lady.
I mean, it is not. I'm not complaining. I have a great career. I love it. But killing someone for it? No, not really.
Yeah, don't do that. Really. Don't do that, guys.
It's not worth it.
I'm really glad that we could clear that up for people because I'm sure we just saved a lot of innocent ladies.
Yeah, well, and men. Could be men, too.
Okay.
You don't think men get killed?
Not by our listeners. I think they only kill ladies.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Our listeners are a bunch of lady killers.
What is it about us that, hey, there you go.
Oh, no, it's the fake laughing. Guys, please don't unfollow us just because of the fake laughing. Oh, God. Hang on. I'm going to save it with another turkey riddle. Okay. What do you call a gobbler in a flowered shirt, plaid shorts, and a beanie? A real turkey. Okay. What is Super Turkey's real name? What is Super Turkey's real name?
Clark.
You're close. What sound does a turkey make?
Cluck Kent.
There you go. You got it. There you go. What? Okay, one more. Why did the stuffing hide behind the turkey?
because it wanted more. It wanted a higher salary.
Oh no, no, that's it. You're thinking of a different thing.
Oh,
no,
okay.
It was dressing.
Ah,
it was dressing. Yeah, see that. I think that was a genuine laugh. That's how Craig genuinely laughs right there.
Yeah, sure, sure do.
I want to remind everybody.
A gap tooth. I did you know that, Greg?
Well, you're just like David Letterman. Look at you. That's why people love you, because of the gap in your teeth. Don't ever fix that, by the way.
Oh, I mean, I feel like if I wanted to, I could have done it a long time ago.
You know, that gap is so big. I bet you don't even get food stuck in that gap.
You know what? I don't.
Yeah. I have a tiny gap in the bottom between my bottom two teeth right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I get food stuck in there all the time.
What's the most delicious food you got stuck in those teeth right there?
Usually a particle that small is not delicious, but usually the particles like that I can identify are usually like a nut, like a peanut or something, which I know is not a nut. It's a legume, in case anyone was wondering.
Yeah. Because I'm allergic to tree nuts and I'm not allergic to peanuts.
Well, of course, because peanuts are not nuts. So you can eat as many. It's like beans. You can just eat as many of those as you want.
And well, have I mean, no not adverse as effect. Many. Like as, I feel like you would.
As many as you like and have no adverse effects whatsoever.
You could have too many of any, too much of anything.
Too much of anything. That's a song by The Who.
Oh.
I just, sometimes people like it when I sing on the podcast. They're like, sing more, Benson.
Who says that?
I've
not seen a comment.
Jerry Treehouse. It was another comment by Jerry Treehouse, but he left. I mean, he was so offended at what you did and said
that
to him earlier.
Rat bastard. What? Jerry Treehouse.
Oh, my God. And he came back by the end of the episode, and now he left again.
That
you've offended Jerry
of
Treehouse
bitch.
Twice.
I hate
you
him.
Have offended the entire Treehouse family.
Listen, I don't want to be offensive, but he's ugly and stupid.
Oh, God.
And
oh, my God.
Bad.
No, no. Here's the thing, Craig. You probably thought I was joking, but we actually do have a listener named Jerry Treehouse, or at least we did. Until you drove him away twice. And I feel like if you can give a heartfelt apology right now to Jerry Treehouse, what I'll do is I'll make a separate MP3. I'm going to email it to him because I've got his email address.
Okay.
It's jerrytreehouse@gmail.com.
All right.
Which anybody can write. If any of you want to apologize to Jerry Treehouse.
I don't feel like we should.
No,
we
it's fine. Anybody can write.
Like
no. Anybody can write jerrytreehouse@gmail.com.
I mean, I hate the guy, but I don't think we should dox him.
You should not hate anyone. There's no reason to hate anyone.
I mean, he's the only, just him. And I feel like that's the only one that's justified.
I feel like you need to give a heartfelt apology to him. I'm going to send him your apology as an MP3. He's going to put it on his iPad. He still has an old iPod. He's put it on his iPod.
See,
that's how he listens
Jerry
to music.
Treehouse. Classic Jerry. Still with an old iPod.
It's about 12, 13 years old by now, his old iPod.
Yeah.
But it still works. It works great. So please go ahead. Your apology begins now.
Jerry, listen. I'm sorry that you deserve the bad things that I say to you.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry that you're a...
This is a backhanded apology.
You're a... bastard.
I didn't even know you played tennis. What you're doing here is a backhand you're doing right here.
Ping pong, actually.
Ping pong?
I'm very good. Do you have a ping pong table? I'm visiting you in a few weeks.
I don't, so please bring
your
own.
Listen, Jerry, this is still part of the apology. I'm visiting you in a few weeks.
Why? You're visiting Jerry Treehouse?
I'm visiting you. I'm visiting
me.
You, Greg.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
You are.
And I'm not visiting you, Jerry. You suck. Sorry.
Oh, God. Okay, listen. Now Jerry's gone for good, and now... I gotta be honest with you. Now I can talk about Jerry Treehouse because I know that you've driven him away for good.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fucking idiot.
I'm glad we can talk about this.
Jerry Treehouse is a fucking idiot, and I'm glad he's gone.
Ah, good.
Yeah.
Good. And I can't even say exactly why he's an idiot. It's just you just can feel it.
Yeah, you can feel you're around Jerry Treehouse. Like if you ever go and like get some hot wings with Jerry Treehouse, you're like, my God, this guy's a fucking idiot. He's
a
moron.
I'm not usually one to judge. I try to give people the benefit of the doubt.
I know you do. I've seen you do it, and I've judged you every time you've done that.
Yeah, I know. You are one to judge.
Yeah.
But
do you know who else is one to judge? An actual judge.
Yeah, they do judge a lot.
Wouldn't it be funny if like you're in court and you're waiting for the judge's ruling and the judge comes out and says, look, I'm not one to judge. I think that would be great.
Yeah, you should be a judge.
Yeah, I'd be a judge. And look, I'm not one to judge. You guys just do what you like. Do what you feel. Do what you feel is right.
I'm gonna write a movie that is just you as a judge. That's gonna be the movie.
Good, good. I'm unfortunately I'm not available on those dates, so I can't shoot that.
I didn't even write one, and so there's no schedule yet.
Yeah, honestly, Craig, I would love to be in that movie. I'm just not available on those dates. So
okay,
yeah.
Well, we'll try different dates. We can try different dates.
Again, I'm traveling on those dates too. So
I'm not even saying any dates yet.
I've got family in town.
I feel like you don't want to do this.
I would love to, but I started a college course. I'm going back to college to study mechanics, and
college doesn't go all year round.
I know, but I'm not on those dates that you're shooting. I'm not available. Plus, it's the Jewish holidays, and I'm not available then because it's
Purim. Yeah, but we're not doing it on the Jewish holidays. Well,
I know, but just in case there's like a new Jewish holiday, I'm saying I have to leave those dates open because there might be like a sequel to Purim, and I wanted to make sure.
So if you're going to leave every date open in case there's a Jewish holiday,
case there's like a sequel to Purim, it's like Purim 2. You don't want to miss it.
So if there's a doctor's appointment you have coming up?
That's the other thing is I can't go do your movie because I have a doctor's appointment that day.
No, I haven't set a day.
Yeah.
See, that's the
thing.
Yeah,
I know. That's the thing. So thank you for asking, but I would honestly love to from the bottom of my heart. I would love to. I just can't because there's because I got in a fight that day and I bruised.
Wait, you got in a fight that day hasn't happened yet.
And
you,
I bruised
past
my
tense got in a fight.
I know, and I
Are
bruised
you a time traveler.
I bruised
What's going
my. On? I'm trying to say I bruised my ulna, and I can't work because my ulna is bruised.
Okay. I'm glad you finally, the truth came out.
All right. I'm just glad we can get past that. There was so much pressure to be in your judge movie.
I was just going to write it for you.
I know.
You could have a lot of fun with it.
It's a lot of pressure. Look, I'm an actor. I'm a professional actor. I don't have time to
go. I could pay. I could get a crew together. I could raise some money.
Craig, I am a professional actor. I do not have time to go and be in people's movies and productions, okay?
That is what an actor does. An actor...
I'm a professional actor. I have auditions to get to, and if I were
Would you like to audition for my judge movie?
I will, but I won't be in it. Look, if I were to take a job... Let's think about this logically. If I were to take a job in a movie takes weeks to shoot. Imagine how many auditions I'm going to miss in that time.
Being an actor isn't just about... getting a lot of auditions. You want to land
it is for
parts
me.
And roles so
nope.
that you can
it
get
is
a
for,
job.
It is for me this year especially. I only audition. That's all I do.
But Greg, I think you forgot. You're not a professional auditioner. You're a professional actor.
That's not how I would describe myself this year. This year I'm a professional auditioner.
But I'm offering you an actual job.
I cannot accept. Thank you, but I cannot accept. And thank you all for listening. To two guys
talking about lettuce.
I'm Greg.
And my headphone cord fell out, and I can't hear what you're saying.
Oh, I was just saying my name. Okay. I'm Greg Benson. What's your name?
Okay, I can hear you again. My name is Craig Benzine.
And that's the end of the podcast.
I'm talking about lettuce. I'm talking about lettuce.